Note from the author. The angel's share is a term of art used in the bourbon-making industry. Nascent bourbon is put into charred oak barrels for its aging process, which can last up to 12 years or longer. As the barrels are stored in uninsulated facilities, the natural climate shifts in Kentucky's four glorious seasons cause the wood to expand and contract in the heat and the cold, and thus interact with and further flavor the bourbon. This dynamic environment, with the additive of time, is the final alchemy that produces the Commonwealth's most distinctive, well-known, and well-enjoyed product. It also results in a vital evaporation and absorption. This loss, which can average about 2% per year of the original volume, and which varies depending on the humidity of the environment, temperature swings, and the number of years of aging, among other things, is known as the angel's share. Although there is a perfectly reasonable explanation for the depletion that occurs, a logical rationale, as it were, I love the romantic notion that there are angels in the warehouses of these venerable Kentucky distilleries, enjoying a tipple as they float above the earth. Perhaps it is a mint julep during Derby when it's warm, and then a bourbon up neat during the cold months of winter. Maybe they're using it to make pecan pie or to spice up their chocolates. The functions for a good bourbon, as I am coming to learn, are endless. I also think the term can apply to the weathering that changes us all over time, as the heat and cold of our experiences, our destinies, expand and contract our emotions, our thoughts, our memories. We are, like fine bourbon, a different product at the end, and there is a sacrifice involved. We are made of the same core elements we were at first constructed of, but we are never the same afterward. We are permanently altered. If we are lucky, and we are smart, and we are freed at the right time, we are improved. If we are aged too long, we are ruined forever. Timing, like fate, is everything. Charlemagne Courier Journal. Obituaries. William W. Baldwine. Mr. William Wyatt Baldwine passed into the loving arms of his Lord and Savior 2 days prior. A world-renowned businessman, philanthropist, and civic leader, he had served as chief executive officer of the Bradford Bourbon Company for 36 years. Over the course of his tenure, he ushered in a new era of bourbon appreciation and took the company to over $1 billion in annual revenue. A devoted family man, he is survived by his loyal wife, Virginia Elizabeth Bradford Baldwine, and his beloved children, Edward Westfork Bradford Baldwine, Maxwell Prentice Baldwine, Jonathan Tulane Baldwine, and Virginia Elizabeth Baldwine, and his beloved granddaughter, Amelia Franklin Baldwine. Visitation and private services are at the convenience of the family. In lieu of flowers, donations may be sent to the University of Charlemagne in Mr. Baldwine's name. Chapter 1. Big Five Bridge, Charlemagne, Kentucky. Jonathan Tulane Baldwine leaned out over the rail of the new bridge that connected Charlemagne, Kentucky, with its closest Indiana neighbor, New Jefferson. The Ohio River was 50 feet below, the muddy, swollen waters reflecting the multicolored lights that graced each of the span's five arches. As he rose up onto the tips of his loafers, he felt as though he were falling, but that was merely an illusion. He imagined his father jumping off this very ledge to his death. William Baldwine's body had been found at the base of the falls of the Ohio 2 days ago, and for all of the man's accomplishments in life, for all of his lofty pursuits, he had ended his mortal coil tangled and mangled in a boat slip, next to an old fishing trawler that had a resale value of $200, 300 tops. Oh, the ignominy. What had it been like to fall? There must have been a rushing breeze in the face as William had been fisted by gravity and pulled down to the water. Clothes must have flapped as flags, slapping against body and leg. Eyes must have watered from gust or perhaps even emotion. No,